Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson hosting Whatever Wednesday from my home office here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho. It is springtime, so one day it's 60 degrees. The next day we've got 3 inches of snow, and back and forth we go for the next month. I hope everybody had a great week. I'm going to go through the newsletter very quickly. And my co-host, Lisa Diamond, I think something has come up this morning, so she's not yet available. So you may have to be subjected to just me today. But let me get to this newsletter. So I do encourage everybody who is new. You receive a newsletter from your national directors, Chris and George Veronis, every single Monday. It's a great resource. And if you are intending to become an independent business distributor, I really encourage you guys to just read it, you know, sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday every week after you receive it and go through all the items. We have a very special event happening tomorrow night that you have to register for. This is new science that has been published on the Equine Beamer, and this meeting is being hosted by our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joshua Burka, and his colleague, Dr. Braden Berger, is a large animal veterinarian, and this will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night, Thursday, March 11th, but you do have to register for it, and that is one of the first topics in the newsletter that you received on Monday. And then, of course, Dr. Burka is doing, once a month, he's doing a Medical Monday and a Wellness Wednesday. And these events are at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Medical Monday is for accredited healthcare practitioners only. And so you do have to register for it and give your credential, you know, whether you're a registered nurse or acupuncturist or licensed massage therapist, et cetera. Anybody that is accredited in the healthcare profession is invited. And then for the rest of us, the lay people, we're invited on Wellness Wednesday. So you do have to register for these events. That is the second item in your newsletter. We are going to have a national sales call next Wednesday after that wellness event. And so please tie into that. I'm sure we're going to be talking more about the availability of the Bee Body. And in your landing page, life.beamergroup.com/news, there's a couple new items that are being posted. Why athletes choose Beamer, why veterinarians choose Beamer. So a couple great things to use to send out to people to continue piquing people's curiosity as we continue to drip on them. And so we do have a great new feature. Customer service is now available to assist us via a screen share. So we can use this if we're having issues, if we're getting error message, something isn't making sense, we can contact our customer service team in Carlsbad. And they can actually see your screen and help troubleshoot. So this is a really cool feature that we have now have in customer service. And there's also going to be a survey coming on March 15th that we are asked to fill out to give Beamer some guidance here in North America. Tonight there is just a standard horse presentation. So this is a great way to get new people that may be interested in the equine unit to just watch a product presentation by some of our nation's experts. And we have lots of academies coming up. We have a Central Time Academy, March 26th, 27th. Pacific Time, March 27th, 28th in Canada. And then for Sabbath Keepers, Bettina and Nora and I are doing a Sunday, Monday Academy, April 4th and 5th. We have a Horse Academy. This is the first time we've had an academy specific to the equestrian world, and that is April 9th and 10th. But it will qualify you for your educational requirements. So, if you are specifically interested in the equine part of the Beamer business, that would be a great academy to tie into. That's on the 9th and 10th. And, of course, we have our live product presentations taking place every single week. And those the calendar for those is listed at the bottom of your newsletter. And let me see if my co-host is with us. I think that's her. And Lisa, welcome back from the beach.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I have to be 100% honest. I'm physically back, but mentally, I think I'm still in Costa Rica. So it's good to be back on Blog Talk and gearing up for all the amazing things that are going on with Beamer right now. So super excited and happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, so Lisa and Danielle Rambert spent a couple weeks on a sandy beach in Costa Rica, and they learned how to surf. I'm so proud of them. while you were gone, Lisa, you made a great suggestion before you took off on the challenge for March on reaching out to five new people and sending them the green screen video. I'm happy to say that I did that. I think I was one short, but I did send it out to four new people since last Wednesday. I'm looking forward to hearing from people and maybe some observations if they got any good responses. So, Lisa, talk to us. We haven't talked to you in like three Wednesdays.
I know. So I can say that even though I wasn't on call last week, Danielle and I definitely shared Beamer in the country of Costa Rica and did sessions and shared the blood flow video. And so that was exciting. Lots of Americans down there in Costa Rica. So I probably between the two of us probably shared, 10, 12 videos and did multiple sessions. So we had a go set with us and carrying the Beamer backpack around, which was awesome. So very exciting.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So, David, I just wanted to let everyone know, hopefully everyone that's on the call, which we have lots of people on the call today, hopefully people participated. Even if you only sent one, like share your success. If you sent more than five, definitely share that success. We want to hear any feedback that you've had from the challenge. So make sure that you push one so we can get to everybody in the queue to share your experience. And also it's still whatever Wednesday, so if you have any questions that need any direction on anything Beamer related, please also hit one to get into the queue.
All right, and we do have some people in the queue. We'll start with area code 910528. 910-528, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky. And I am very excited. I'm so excited, David and Lisa, about this challenge because for some reason it really got me going. And so I did 5, 10, 15, 21 calls in about 3 days, whether they were email, text, or calls.
Way
and
to go.
I'm excited because guess what? I just got home from one of my appointments that I got from one of these. And I spent an hour and a half at a breeding farm and had obviously a very good time with the manager and met the owner and met one of the owners of the couple broodmares that were there. So I had a great experience. And that really came about because of this challenge. I also got a call back from someone I had never spoken to about this before, And she turns out to be an equine scientist. Now, by the way, my world is the horse world, so that's why these are concentrated in that area. She's an equine scientist, which I can't really tell you what that means, but I'm very interested in finding out, and she's very interested in the science. So I sent her the invitation along with three veterinarians and a rehoming of off-track thoroughbreds and a new interest also. I sent them the invitation to the Dr. Brandenberger, the vet, and Dr. Berker's talk tomorrow night. So Carly got back to me. I got a call back from the breeder's farm and just had a great call. I also got another call back from a golfer. We had a very interesting conversation, and I will get back to her. And I've got to say this, too. There was something about this five that was so easy to sit down and do five. I thought, now, wait a minute, this is about numbers. So I multiplied 5 times 6. I like to have my days off. So that's six days a week, 5 calls. So that turns out to be 30 a week. Let's say you get to take 2 weeks and go to Costa Rica. So I multiplied, lucky you, I multiplied 30 by 50 instead of 52 weeks. And, of course, that's 1,500. And I thought, oh, my God, if I just did this 6 days a week, five, which is so, I think it took me 20 minutes, I can get to 1,500 contacts in 1 year.
Wow. Absolutely. Jane, I have to tell you, just tell you, because when you just said you did 21, and the whole reason for these challenges is to put people in action. And it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Tony Robbins. And that quote is, the path to success is to take massive, determined action. And you did that, and that's amazing. And if we aren't taking the steps and we aren't taking the action, nothing happens. But to create these challenges and to create just one action step, how you gain momentum for that, and like you said, in a year you could do 1,500 if, you know, 1%, 2%, 10%, and you've got interest, you know, then that just creates this massive momentum for you and your business, because those people are going to talk about it to someone else, and the referrals on top of that are just, you're going to see your business skyrocket. And I'm just super proud. Like, this is why we're doing it. And I'm so glad that you hit one and shared your story, because it's great. And also too, from the equine standpoint, because we did talk about, you know, the green screen blood flow, but we also have the blood flow for the equine. So congratulations. I can't wait to hear how your success continues. So that's amazing.
Well, thank you. I wish you could see the big smile on my face. I had fun with this, and I do like to have fun.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
done.
And it wasn't difficult, right? I mean, it wasn't, like you said, it took you 20 minutes to make 5 calls or emails or text messages to pique someone's curiosity. And just in a week, the response that you've gotten. So, you know, keep going and keep sharing your success with us, because it's not only good for you, it's good for Beamer, but it also hopefully is motivating the other people that are on the call today, which is what we want. And we want people to pick up that phone and not be afraid of the result. And I'm sure you weren't thinking, oh, this person probably isn't interested. Like, you can't have any of those kind of thoughts. You just have to go, here are the 5 people today, and boom, 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 and get it done, and then see who responds. So, great job.
Thank you,
Jean.
Both of you.
Area code 574-910-574-910. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David and Lisa, this is Nate Beiler. How are you guys?
Oh my God!
Nate, how are you?
Trips. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to clarify something that you made in the very beginning about the Horse Academy. Just for the listeners, it's not an entire Horse Academy. It is an expounded version in the horse section, and they're going to go into more detail, question and answers with Marlise Vonk. So
okay.
It's not an entire horse academy. It's just going to have a longer segment in the horse part.
I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, it is qualifying people for their educational requirement, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's just
great.
For those
just,
horse people that are out there, yeah, that have
mm-hmm.
more questions and want some more information,
mm-hmm.
there'll be some additional time in that segment than normally is in the original academy.
That's awesome because, of course, if it's fulfilling the educational requirement, we've got to go through the history of Beamer and the science and compliance and compensation
yep.
plan and how to share and market and all those things. So thanks for clarifying that.
You bet.
Hey,
good
Nate.
Talking with you guys.
Nate.
Yes.
Hey, Nate, I wonder
yeah.
if you could talk a little bit about and help us promote the call tomorrow with Dr. Burka in the equine.
Well, actually, I've been out of the loop a little bit myself, so I was reading an email, and I honestly don't have any extra information according to that. Kind of got some conflicting information, so sorry. I wish I had it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
Don't
you.
Worry.
Thanks
yeah.
for calling in.
You betcha. Talk to you guys later.
See you, Nate. Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, you know, I used that spreadsheet for my list, and I sort it by categories like equine show or horse show or things like that. And so I went through everybody that I've contacted via the Dressage Festival in Boise that I've displayed at and other equine shows here in Idaho. And I sent everybody an individual email. So I used their first name, said, hey, hi, Lisa, hope you're well. You know, I want to invite you to this science presentation tomorrow specific to equine. There's new research that's been, you know, published and we're going to be talking about it tomorrow night. And so, you know, I sent it out to about, oh, I guess 25 people or so. And hopefully I'm going to get some people to register for that. That's how I took advantage of it. And it is whatever Wednesday, so we don't have to talk about sending the green screen video out to people. We can talk about anything, so we just encourage you to hit one on your phone, rise into the queue, and share with us whatever you want to share or ask any questions. Area code 530-557. 530-557, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, this is Bridget from California.
Hi, Bridget.
I just came on the call just a minute ago. Two questions I have. One, David, did you have any success or did you attempt to try and get the, instead of just the green blood flow video that we have now, that plus an extra minute of Dr. Burka explaining that extract from the Dr. Burka talking at the convention in September?
Yes, Bridget, I have suggested that. And so it is in the queue, but there's a lot
okay.
going on right now. So our management meeting is coming up here soon. And everybody who has anything to do with creating stuff like that is so booked right now trying to pull off this management meeting that takes place next weekend or a week from this weekend. So, yep, I did suggest
another,
it.
Another question, David, since you teach an academy, I attended an academy with a new associate that I have in January with her ground tree, and it was mentioned, I didn't grab it quick enough, but in the training it was mentioned that blood flow, the difference between using a Beamer for enhanced blood flow versus exercise and the difference. And it was something like from if you were to go from a resting state to a good workout, you would increase blood flow. What is that number? 7-10%? Yet Beamer can be up to 30?
I've been told 5%, and there's no residual effect to it.
I'm sorry, what's 5%? exercise?
Increase in vasomotion 5% due to exercise, but no residual effect. And I heard that from Dr. Griffin.
And where is there any evidence of that in any literature?
I've never seen any. I just took Dr.
Okay.
Burka at his word.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Bridget. Whatever Wednesday, ask any questions, rise to the queue. And we're happy to talk to anybody about anything they need answers to. Did anybody have any good experiences with sending out the green screen video besides those that have already spoken?
David, if you know, maybe the blood flow video isn't something that you would normally send, or it's not something that you're used to sending. If you have something that you like to use that you've had success with in piquing individuals' curiosity to get more information about Beamer, you know, if you want to share that with us, I just, you know, when David and I started, that's kind of all we had. we had a Beamer and we had a blood flow video, and we all built our success on using literally those two tools. So, but maybe with some of the new tools that we have now, people are finding success using other things. But if you were one of the people who have decided to participate in these monthly challenges, and they're going to be different every month. And again, it's all to just break down the barrier and start creating conversation around Beamer and piquing people's curiosity and filling your pipeline with prospects that you can then, you know, offer them additional tools and information and presentations and Beamer sessions. So if you have something else that you want to share with us, we're happy to do that. And David, I think we've got some more people in the queue.
Yes, we do. Area code 626-390. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa and David. This is Melanie Herrick in San Clemente. Really appreciate everything you guys talk about. So I actually missed last Wednesday because I had a patient, but hearing this, I just wanted to add in some of the things that what I said to people and what kind of has brought results this week is they've added that new news part in the life.beamergroup.com website.
Yeah.
And every week there is a new little news blog. And the one that says the history of PEMF is amazing. And so like dealing with people who have, because I'm a physical therapist and dealing with like lumbar, I know we're not supposed to specify what, but I have issues with backs that I deal with people. And the history of PEMF, Beamer is, you know, as we know, PEMF, but it goes back further that it talks about how PEMF has been used in these types of instances with different injuries. And it really validates that Beamer is the leader of the class, just because we also have all this PubMed.gov research and current studies, but it didn't just begin with that. And so I'm always sending people the Beamer story, and then I always show them the blood flow video when I'm with them. And so I think I need to learn how to pull out just the blood flow video, because I'll go back and listen to last Wednesday. But I have had some amazing demonstrations this week that people literally, when they understand what blood flow does and what PEMF does, they're passionate about it and they're ready to jump in. And so anyway, I think really explaining the science to people and what it's doing in their bodies, to me, I think is one of the best ways for people to really engage and want to know more about Beamer.
Melanie, I have a
Melanie,
question.
That's great.
So when you share that history of PEMF with your patients in your practice, are you showing that to them via online, or is that something that you've printed out that you're allowing them to look at while they're doing a session? How are you sharing that?
So I just actually open up that that news blog, and then I send it directly if they prefer email or if they prefer cells, depending on how they like to get information, and I send it to them. So I do home physical therapy, so I'm seeing people right out of the hospital before they're able to drive and go to outpatients. So I'm in their homes with them. So I've actually sent it to a lady, and then I came, and she's like, oh my gosh, I just saw your email this morning. I've already printed it out. I'm going to read it later. So some people do print it out, and some people just read whatever is sent via electronic as well.
That's awesome.
So any of
great
those,
job.
Any of those news blogs that come out each week, if you keep checking, there's videos if people want video, or there's those news. But you can go back for weeks and just kind of research what Beamer has put out there, and then whatever applies to the person you're talking to, send it to them. It started about 2021 that said, hey, if you want to, you know, start up your 2021, that's also a great one. So anyway, just kind of look at who your audience is, and then Beamer has just created so much information for us to be able to just shoot them. And so, like this morning, I was in yoga, and I saw somebody with kinesiology tape on her ankle. And so we just started talking, and she had had an ankle surgery. And so I started talking, and come to find out, she's a medical rep. She goes into surgery. Fascinated. So I just sent her the blood flow video. So sometimes, not the blood flow, the Beamer story. But we have to be careful, because I want to send them everything, right? You want to send them life.beamergroup.com. You want to send them the blood flow video. You want to send them the medical panel. But then you can bombard them with so much. So I've kind of learned, send them one thing and then let them reply to you. And then some people say, send me everything, and I can tell that they're really into it. Like I met a person who had a spinal cord injury who was in the process of really rehabbing, and literally he said, I'll read everything you send, and he did. And so I just kept sending him more and more. I loaned him a Beamer. You know, that's how it goes. So you really have to read the person who you're talking to and what they're going to watch.
Correct. And yes, we've talked about this before in our trainings on Blog Talk on Wednesdays, is that, you know, you need to understand what's important for the customer to make a decision. Because if they're a person that is motivated and moved by who else, you know, is, you know, third party validation, who else is using Beamer, and you're just talking to them about science, 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 you're not even resonating with them, right? So that, you know, you
Correct.
Make a great point. And that's why, one of the reasons why we were doing this challenge for the month, and the challenge isn't just for 7 days. It's, we want you to keep going with it, like, you know, Jane is planning to do for the whole year, is we want, you know, we want people to keep making those, you know, whether it's 5 calls a month, 5 calls a day, 5 calls a week, and sending just one thing that's going to pique their interest, then you can have the conversation with them to move forward on what's important to them. So, you know, great job. And are you doing Beamer sessions when you go to their home to see them the first time, or how are you doing that?
So it depends. So when I do an evaluation, sometimes I leave it in the car because there's a lot of paperwork, but I mention to them Beamer. And I've had a couple of patients literally who were having issues, and I said, well, I have something called a Beamer in the car. And they're like, yes, go get it, and have sold them because it helped resolve the issue that they were imminently having. I've had 2 patients like that. But usually what I do is I mention it, and if they are open to it, then I bring it the next treatment. And I always put it in my treatment plan, because as therapists, we have to submit a plan and the doctors have to sign off on it. So I always put PEMF as part of my treatment modality, if you will, and then go from there.
Great job. Great job. Thank you for sharing, Melanie. That was all really
Sure.
good stuff. Thanks.
Sure. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Okay, this is I'll go back and listen to Wednesday's last week. But did you say I never just get the blood flow video by itself. I just find it in life.beamergroup.com and then I show them. But I guess maybe we can probably just download it from there and then shoot it to them. Is that what you were telling people to do with the challenge?
You can download it, and it shows the before, you know, good blood flow,
right,
bad blood flow. And the suggestion was to use that video. Send it to 5 people that haven't seen it before, that you know, that you would like to introduce Beamer to, and you know, with, you know, whether it's a text or an email, and just say, you know, which would you prefer, the blood flow on the left or the blood flow on the right? You know, you know, they're going to respond. Of course, everybody wants the blood flow on the right. And then you're going to say, you know, do you have a few minutes to get on the phone and let me explain how you can achieve that? So, you know, it's not even saying, you know, I'm selling Beamer and, you know, coming right out with that. It's just starting the conversation. But it's mainly picking up the phone and sending, you know, sending a text, sending an email, or picking up the phone and having a conversation. Hey, I have a 30-second video, a 2-minute video that I'd like you to take a look at regarding blood flow. Can I send that to you? Nobody's going to say no.
Right.
So that was the challenge. And then I don't know if you heard the first caller, Jane, decided she was going to do 5 calls per day, 6 days, and the success that she's had just from that. So that's
amazing. Yeah.
That's the challenge for the month. And I think when we break through the barrier of whatever holds us back from picking up the phone to share Beamer, when you start to see the success and see the response, it just creates momentum in your business, and then you just keep going.
Yeah. One thing I was also going to share, if I can take one more minute, is
sure.
I really, when you guys gave us the challenge for referrals, that has been the hardest thing for me. I never ask people for referrals because I always have new contacts, and I just keep going from there. So that's something I'm still working on. But one thing I took when you guys said, hey, go back to referrals, is I'm going back to my distributors who have signed up who haven't done anything. So I've really been helping them to sell a Beamer. Like, it's just some of them that have never sold something. So that's kind of a challenge that I'm working on, is look at who you have introduced Beamer to, who have embraced it, but haven't really learned how to share it. So that's something else I'm really trying to focus on right now.
Yeah. And again, Melanie, you make a great point, is that, you know, for the people that are calling in on Wednesdays and taking part in what we're trying to create, you can recreate what we're doing with your team, you know, because I can tell you there's an outstanding chance that your team is not on the call on Wednesdays, or
right.
anyone else's whole team, or the phone lines would be flooded. So, you know, this is something that, you know, for the dedicated people that are calling in on Wednesdays, is go back to your team, even if you only have one distributor underneath you and you're brand new, or if, you know, you have 150 people underneath you, you know, start setting up a team call and say, hey, listen, as a team, you know, let's do this together and recreate what we're doing here on Blog Talk on Wednesdays, and recreate that with your team and watch the momentum of your team go. That would be very powerful.
Yeah, that's something I would love for you, if you guys take on Wednesdays and things, is just trying to be a healthcare professional. I'm passionate about the science. The business part is what has always, like, I don't like to ask people for money and that type of thing. But my husband's like, you, as you build a team, you really do need to keep connecting and trying to do these calls. So that's something in my own personal goal, is to keep sending out group emails to my team, because it's getting bigger and wider. You're like, oh my gosh, some of these people, you know, I haven't talked to in a while. So trying to really focus and organize, you know, myself and maybe others feel the same way, to keep your team engaged.
Okay. So you know what?
Yeah.
You just gave us the topic for next week. So on the third Wednesday of every month, it's always going to be a training topic, and we will make that the training topic for next Wednesday.
Awesome.
If you have a team and you're not used to having a team, because a lot of Beamer distributors, you know, some people are used to being in direct sales and building teams, and, you know, but a lot of people aren't. I would say most people in Beamer aren't. So we'll definitely use that as the training topic for next Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David and Lisa.
Yes.
You guys are amazing, and I really appreciate all of your input. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
And, you know, I encourage people that are in the direct sales piece of this, that are contemplating building a team, just understand the moment you do that, you take on a huge amount of responsibility. And I really encourage people to think of it this way. If you start building a team, you work for them. They don't work for you. Because your obligation now is to lead them to success, help them get to senior, help them, you know, recoup their investment in their personal Beamer. And so there's a lot of responsibility with it. Not everybody's suited to do that. And maybe, you know, you're just best suited staying in direct sales because you don't want the responsibility of leading people to success. There's just a lot of responsibility that comes with it. And I want to encourage people to think about that before you do start building a team, that you now work for them. And then for Melanie specifically, if you go to YouTube and go to the search bar and type in Beamer Group USA, that will take you to the Beamer YouTube page for the United States, and scroll down a little bit and you'll see the green screen video. If you click on it, what I suggest, I mean, downloading it is great. I mean, I do have it downloaded, but it's easier to send a link, particularly via text. If you download an MP4 file of this size, sometimes when you email it, it has to go out as a Google Drive file because of the size. And so just copying the link is probably a better way to send it via email or text than downloading the file. And let's see. Area code 614-857, 614-857. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Crystal Berman in Columbus, Ohio. And
Crystal?
It's a great call. And I love that you guys are going to take that training on for next week. I'm looking forward to it because that's actually what I am doing right now, is really focused on my team and team development. So I'm excited that Beamer is also creating this. So looking forward to that. But I'm going to give you a suggestion that I just had, kind of a little epiphany over the last probably month. I have multiple drafts set up in my email. And what made me think of this idea is I'm a nurse who has to chart every encounter that I see. And in my charting, I have these things called smart phrases, where because I'm charting very similar things, I just click on my smart phrase and that paragraph pops up with one click. So I was like, I need to create smart phrase emails. So I have titled what each email is. So I have a Beamer rental email. I have a new customer email. I have, you know, just an easy general information email. I have a much further intense, this is a medical practitioner email. And they're all saved in my drafts. And then when I'm ready to replicate, because I was trying to keep this simple, replicatable, when I'm ready to do that, I just copy, open a new message, paste the same message, fine tune it, you know, to that particular person and send it off. So it's made, and I have all the links in the email, and it's made me a lot more streamlined and smooth and quicker. So I just thought I'd throw that suggestion out to others because that may help them as well. If you're really spending some time putting a good email together, save that. Keep using it over and over.
Great
that
suggestion, Crystal.
Yeah, very, very good suggestion. Great point. Because I think what happens a lot of times is people are creating from scratch every single time, and it gets daunting and it bogs you down. So having a system like that, and we talk about it all the time, is, you know, when you're working with a team, you want to teach them how to be one independent Beamer distributor, but you want to give them the tools that they need to be that independent Beamer distributor and be successful. So great idea. Thank you for sharing that, Crystal.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I've actually, I then copy them and send them to my team as well to help them. Because when they're starting out new, it is, some of it's just verbiage.
Right. And I want to just point out here too, is that like Crystal, like you said, you're just starting to work with your team and build your team. And same thing with Melanie, is that if you guys are not aware, Monday Blog Talk has been revamped and is now a quick start for new distributors that are re-engaging in the business or are ready to start doing the business. And it's a monthly program. It's going to be the same every single month, but it takes them through a path, like literally how to get started. And this was put together by some of the top leaders in the company, and it's designed to, you know, get them off and running. So if, you know, you have team members that need some help, that would be one of my first things I would do is say to my new distributors, you know, plug into Blog Talk on Monday. And if they can't get on at the time that it's on live, they're recorded. So you can go back and listen to the recordings. And I think people will get a lot of benefit from that.
Yeah, I agree. And I also, one thing I have done with my newer distributors, I always share my contact. It's one of the first contacts I save. I have Blog Talk saved in my favorites, so it's easily accessible every day. And then I set a timer on my phone for, now I'm in Eastern Standard Time, so my phone every day at 11:55 rings, and it's a reminder. Am I at a point where I can stop and tune into Blog Talk? And during the pandemic, I have, because I have my kids at home, so I'm always making lunch during that time. So it's been I've been able to really be a good, not miss many Blog Talks because of that. That's another little tip I could share.
Well, thank you, Crystal. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, and much continued success for you and your business.
Thank you.
Make it a great Wednesday, Crystal. And, you know, great minds think alike. I've been doing what Crystal suggested for the last 3 or 4 years now. I have if you use Google Mail, you can create a folder. So I have all my Beamer Send emails in a particular folder. And I do the same thing that Crystal does. I have everything by a subject line. And, you know, I forward the email. She copies and pastes the body into a new email. I forward the email, but I delete the forwarding information, so it looks like it's a fresh email to every individual I send it to. And I usually personalize it with a, you know, dear Crystal or hi Crystal, check this out, some kind of salutation like that. But yeah, I do the same thing, and I just send the same emails over and over again. And when I get a new team member started, I will share with them, like, these are the first two things I send to everybody, and I make sure that all my team has these subject line emails as well. We are closing in on 45 minutes after the hour, and I don't see anybody else in the queue. So, Lisa, I suggest we get out there and start sharing Beamer and make it a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you in a week. Lisa, anything you want to add?
Nope, just keep going with the challenge. If you haven't been doing it, you can start today and pick 5 people and send out the green blood flow video, pique some more curiosity, get more people interested in Beamer, and really build your business. So, David, that's all I have. Everybody, make it a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, everyone.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.